Mulibwanji, mulibwanji, mulibwanji. Welcome back to the Be Official Podcast. I'm your host, your guy, PopeNet37, and
I am Director D in the building.
Yeah. We're back like we never left. True. He just reminded me of some old punchlines I used to punch in when I was a lonely man.
Amen.
So welcome back. We just want to say thank you so much for the overwhelming support you guys have been showing us. It's so tremendous, you know, and we are so grateful. Continue showing us love and support, you know, sharing, commenting, and liking means a lot to us.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we got to roll into the intro. Welcome back to the Be Official Podcast. And we are back. And we're just so happy that you guys have to join us, you know. So we're just super excited. Welcome back to the Uncut Conversations, you know. So these are conversations that you guys are going to enjoy, you know. So if you didn't watch the first part of these conversations that we're having, because this is the second part, you know, you got to go back so that you catch up with us and come back to this episode.
Sure.
So go back to episode 43 and when you watch that, you can come back to this episode. So we just want to say thank you so much for joining us and won't waste so much time. We'll just dive deep into the questions because it's hot and it's heated. Right now, we're recording very late because Zesco is doing its thing, you know. So we couldn't like just waste the opportunity.
Yeah.
And we just have to give you these conversations. So without further ado, let the show begin. Dempse Vanya. So Director D.
Yes.
What techniques can help us let go of the past and focus on the present moment for greater mental resilience?
Let's see if I jot down something here. Techniques that can help us. I think number one, I'll highlight from mindful meditation. Mindful meditation is being intentional about our thought pattern, making sure that we're very keen on the thoughts that pop through our brain. So not really concentrating on the negative thoughts, but mostly on the positive thoughts that come through and making sure that we are well aware of what's going through your brain. So mindful meditation is one of them. The second one I'll say is cognitive behavior. Cognitive behavior is realizing how impactful our thoughts are. But so it's recognizing the negative thoughts and the positive thoughts and making sure that you're not focused on the negative thoughts, but instead realizing that they are there and turning them into a positive way on how they can impact you positively. So recognizing the negative and turning them into positive. So that's cognitive behavior. And the other one would be gratitude. Gratitude is just basically you focusing on what you're grateful for, what's present in your life, because many other times we walk past what we see, especially when we're chasing the goal, we focus on the goal and forgo what's present. So gratitude is being grateful for what's present, what you have, what you're surrounded with. So it does not matter, maybe family, friends, whatever you got, being grateful for that. That kind of helps. And journaling, I think. Most times we don't write, so taking pen to paper, writing down our thoughts, the things that we want to do, how we plan out our strategies, how you're going to accomplish that. Most times we just say, and don't write. Even the Bible encourages us to write our visions down. So making sure that you have a journal, a book that you're writing, you know, everything else. I think I'll go with physical exercise and support system. I think physical exercise might not necessarily be the gym. Not everybody can do that, but making sure that you exercise in some way. You can't ask people that like to stay indoors, it's important that at least for 20 or 30 minutes, you mm-hmm. walk out, get some fresh air, you know, reframe your mind, you know, talk to somebody. And yeah, and support system is find friends. You may not afford a therapist, but making sure that you got a buddy or, you know, somebody close to you that maybe a phone call away, making sure that you speak to them about what's going on with you. Yeah, I think I'll run over it down to that.
You said it all, man. I think you have touched down on all the points, you know, and I have no answers left. Amen. Yeah. So I think one emphasis I'll just put on it is just being present in the moment, you know, understanding that you need to take in what's going on around you. The past is okay to visit.
Yes.
But staying there, that's where it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
You know, so most of the time it's okay. You have to look back where you're from, you know, look back where you're from. And that way it helps you have a heart that is full of gratitude, because now you see the journey
yes.
from where you're from to where you're at now, you know, and you're just there taking it in, because the longer you hold on to your past, the longer you delay your process of becoming a better version of yourself.
True.
You know, people have been holding on to pasts for 20 years and you become toxic to people around you.
Yes.
So, yeah. The big man has already said that to me.
So, Mr. Superstar.
Yes, sir.
It's your turn. I got you now.
Amen.
Put you in the corner, my brother.
Please, please, please.
So, in what ways mm-hmm. can we break the cycle of repeating the same mistakes and learn from our experiences?
I think the first one is self-awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be in a place where you are really... alert, you know, on the things that are happening around you.
Sure.
You know, so once you get to a point where you're picking on certain things that are happening around you, it's very easy for you to be in a place where you say, okay, I think that is my trigger point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I need to be in a place where if there are certain people who trigger you,
yes,
please avoid them. If there are certain things that trigger you, avoid that, you
yeah,
know,
of course.
So that you are... Your mental health is at a point where it's, you know, very, very, very alert, you know, and healthy. Because the longer you are in a place where you want to please everybody, mm-hmm. it becomes a problem. If you know they're not good for you, make sure that you distance yourself. Don't be just around for the sake of being around, you know, and trying to fit in. So self-awareness is number one. Then I have identity triggers, mm-hmm. which I mentioned, right?
Yes.
Understand your certain behaviors, you know, your behaviors, how you move, you know, in certain places, you know, because there are people who are kind of, I think I'm one of them, but I don't know. I fit in both worlds, you know,
yeah.
where there's a lot of people. And again, I love my space,
yeah.
you know, so I'll do my thing and just bounce back, you know, but... yeah, with the life that we've chose, you know, it is what it is. But
sacrifice.
Yeah, understand your behaviors and make sure that you're moving in a way that you're also thinking of yourself. Don't just think of other people.
True.
Think of yourself. Then the last one is learn from your mistakes. Learn from your mistakes. I think that's one thing we don't do normally, you know, learning from our mistakes. Take down notes. Just like you said, journaling. You know, take down notes. Learn from... the things that have happened, right? The only way to get over a certain pattern is you sitting down and taking notes of what's going on around you, right? Such a way, it won't happen again. It might happen, but in a certain way, you'll now know how to handle it.
I love that you've highlighted most of what I wanted to say, but I think, like you put it, reflecting on our past experiences, past mistakes and learning from them is very important.
Mm-hmm.
We take L's, but learning from our L's, that's how switches failure to become a learning curve. So learning from our past mistakes, like he said, our roots, finding the root cause mm-hmm. of the problem, very important. Self-awareness,
mm-hmm.
Being self-aware, I think is already highlighted on that. I think... The most important one, I think, for me that I'll highlight is learning from others.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say working smart, not hard. Learning from others is me learning from his past experiences, making sure that I don't go through them because mm-hmm. I've taken the knowledge that he's given me based on what he experiences so that I don't have to go through the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's important that you sit down with people that have been through things that you're going through so that they help you navigate what's about to come instead of you going to hit that wall. So learning from others.
Amen.
Yeah, it's important.
Director D.
Yes.
Directors.
True.
How can we cultivate our unique identity and resist the pressure to conform to societal expectations?
I think cultivating our uniqueness is very important. I think when it comes to mental health,
mm-hmm.
one of the key important things is self-awareness because it requires you to be presently self-aware all the time, looking at your surroundings, what's going through your thought process when you see that, when you think of that, all of that. So self-awareness is important because it allows you to take time to explore your mind.
Yeah.
So most people don't like spending time with themselves. That's why they always find it hard to be alone.
True.
Always want to be somebody. But self-awareness requires you to spend enough time to be with yourself. That's why it's important that relationship coaches will tell you, date yourself first before mm-hmm. you date anybody. Because
True.
They want you to learn enough about yourself. So you need to be self-aware of yourself to be able to find the uniqueness in you, which refers me to my second point, is authenticity. When you spend enough time with yourself, you get to a point where you understand what's unique about you.
True.
You know, what makes you special, you know. So find that authenticity within you, your beliefs, your passions, your values, because that's what identifies you
mm-hmm.
and sets you apart from everybody else. So find what's unique about you. And set boundaries. It's important to know, like he said,
mm-hmm.
You know what triggers you, what sets you off. You know, if it's people, certain people, if it's certain doing certain activities, if it's doing so and so, you know, set boundaries that help keep your mental health in check. And
did it in those pictures, did it? Amen.
Surround yourself. Again, support system is very important. Surround yourself with people that can help pinpoint or rather help you brush your uniqueness even more to make it shine, not people that want you to dumb it down for everybody else. So find yourself the right people. And lastly is pursue what you're passionate about. Pursue your passions, because even in the hard days, you still have the urge to want to keep going when
True.
You don't feel like it
mm-hmm.
because you're passionate about what you're doing. So pursue what you're passionate about, please. Because passion keeps you going even when the money's not coming in.
Amen.
Passion keeps you going when you don't feel like doing. It's the thrill of knowing that you find joy in what you're doing. So pursue what your passion is about. Yeah.
What more can I say? You know? He keeps on hitting bar after bar, you know. But I've just, this one thing. I think we said it in the previous episodes. Be you. Everyone else is taken, you know.
Yes.
So individualism.
Sorry to cut him short. What you say, be you. Everybody else is taken. I think there's a similar quote that says, don't be a true copy when you can be the original. Don't be a true copy of an original. So, like you said, be you. Everybody else is taken.
Hallelujah.
Be the original copy, not the fake.
Be official. Stay official.
Yes, sir.
You know. So, it's being in a place where you are in your individual state and where you admire your abilities.
True.
Because I think I kind of relate, because there are moments in time when I was kind of like in a place where I used to fight with myself, you know, trying to be somebody else, trying to be other people.
True.
you know, like I wanted to sing like this person, I wanted to rap like this person. But as time kept on going, right, I feel it's okay being in a place where you're trying to find yourself, right?
Yes.
So you will be in a place where you listen to this, yes, listen to that. But the goal should be finding yourself, right? So be in a place where you are, your abilities are things that make you who you are.
Yes.
Because God has made us unique in our own way, right?
Sure.
I'll give an example of Travis Green. Travis Green speaks all the time, right? But have you seen how that man moves? He moves different, you know? He has never let that part overshadow what God has impacted in his life, what God has put in his life, you know? So there are certain things that will make us feel uncomfortable because I don't know how to sing. Maybe I don't sing better than this. I don't talk better than this guy. I don't wear better than... No, don't make it about them. Make it about you. So being in a place where you admire your individualism,
sure,
is very important, you know. Being in a place where you cultivate your unique skills, embrace your flaws. That's another key, yeah, embracing our flaws.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's where we miss out, you know. Once we don't embrace our flaws, we feel a certain type of way. So that when somebody calls out like, ah,
that's,
he speaks on, you know, he stammers. He does so, you know, we kind of like
shine
become
away,
a turtle, you know, and hide away.
Yeah.
So embrace yourself, embrace whatever God has given you. You know, it's there for a reason and it's there for a purpose. Shine. Shine, child. Shine.
Mr. Superstar.
Navimbi, Navimbi.
What role,
mm-hmm,
does courage play in standing out from the crowd and expressing our authentic selves?
Courage, authentic selves. What does courage play?
Yes. In making us stand out from the crowd and expressing our authentic selves.
So I'll talk about three things.
Yes.
So first of all, we've spoken about vulnerability already,
yes,
right? That's one important key.
Yes.
Be vulnerable. Even in the most uncomfortable situations. You know why? Because that will help you be in a place where you are aware of yourself,
mm-hmm,
and you're aware of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So no one will come in your way and make you feel some type of way because you've understood the kind of person that you are. So being vulnerable is very important to having courage to stand up in front of the masses, to stand up in front of friends,
sure,
family,
sure,
and being in a place where you're expressing yourself fully. Because I feel the more you shine away,
mm,
is the more you have fear,
yes,
you know, and fear grabs you and chokes you.
Yes.
Yes. So vulnerability is very important. The other part I wanted to say is self-acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace your imperfections. People, we just like from the previous question,
yes,
we don't want to embrace our flaws. Those are imperfections. You know, so once you get to a point where you embrace your imperfections, you have the courage to even pull through, despite the darkness or despite whatever people throw at you. You know why? Because you've embraced who you really are. I'll give an example of William Last. He's, mm-hmm, a comedian, right?
Yes.
From Botswana. Good guy, right? People used to make fun of him. Now he has got a white gap on his teeth. He's not funny and all that kind of stuff, right? But his face, whatever that God gave him, he started using that,
yes,
you know, for... The man is making dough like no man's business. He's making money off what God gave him. So,
yes,
he embraced his imperfections. He embraced his flaws, you know, whatever that he has. And he had to put it on display. That's what I'm saying. There's a reason why God gives you certain things, you know.
Yes.
We are all unique. That's the reason why a billion people, but yet we have different fingerprints. So the last point is deepening relationship, right? You need to be in a place where you create, I think you mentioned having people around you, you know, having friends around you, having people you can trust, you know. So the connections will help you even foster, even more boost in whatever that you want to do, right?
Yes.
If people around you are genuinely inclined with your purpose, right?
Yes.
It's easy for you to be in a place where you even step up. you know, not just people who just gaslight you for no man's business, but in a place where these people are there to genuinely give you the support that you need, you know. They know you can't do that, but they keep on pushing you towards those ends. They just want to see you fail, you know, but not such type of a clan. You need a tribe that is in a place where they're giving you the full support and they're open and genuine with you. So I think those are things that I would put on the list.
I think just to highlight a few things that you said, I'll start with beauty is distinctive.
Amen.
And subjective. So we are all made in God's image. Different shades.
Mm-hmm.
Different color.
Yeah.
Different race. But all made in God's image. So what might be appealing to somebody might not be appealing to the other person.
True.
But always remembering that we are all made in God's image.
Amen.
Just wanted to highlight that. So it takes courage to face fear. So courage is important because it helps us face our fears. Mm-hmm. It's okay to feel fear. It's not right to live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Did you get feel that? It,
if I didn't get it.
But not live in it.
Mm.
Because there are times, yes, we'll be prone to fear. It's okay to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But to live in it, that's the difficult part, that we don't have to let it happen. It's okay to view it in the mirror, seeing what you're scared of, but letting it run through you and your entire life. Because the moment you let fear through the door, then it starts to make the decisions for you.
True.
So it's okay to feel it, but not live in it.
Mm.
So it would take courage for you to walk out of that and to say, hey, I can feel you and I can see you, but I might not let you decide on what my life should turn out.
Amen.
So it's okay to do that, but embracing our vulnerability is, like I said, finding the authenticity in our true self and the things that we value, what we believe in, you know. So embracing that authenticity within ourselves is king, and it takes courage to do that. And resisting the norms. I think I love what you said in one of our episodes, is questioning the things we've known.
Amen.
So it takes courage for me to question what somebody else has taught me, to say, why do we do what we do now? Why do we do this? So questioning the things we've been taught. So not conforming to the norms of, say, I know we've been doing this for years and that's how we do it. So it takes courage to question such things. Taking risks, calculated risk, not any risk. Mm-hmm. Take calculated risks, and overcoming self-doubt. It's one thing to doubt myself, but to let it decide the course of my decisions is a bad thing. So it's okay, I can self-doubt, but courage is what helps me to say, I might feel beaten down, but I might still carry on, because I want to see what tomorrow has. So, yeah.
Director D.
Yes.
How can we shift our mindset from entitlement to a mindset of earning success through hard work and determination?
Entitlement is one word, I think, that takes away most of the opportunities that most of us should have had in life, because we think we deserve.
Amen.
Yeah. We think we deserve. I love Pastor Robert Madu said, we should pay attention to the things that we mostly complain about.
Amen.
Because that shows where we are entitled the most.
Mm.
If you look at the things that you complain about to God that you think you deserve, it will show you where your entitlement lies, because you think, I deserve that. So why has he not given me that?
If I can't have her, then only God can have her.
See, he's making jokes already. So we need to pay attention to the things that we think we deserve. So many of the times you find, because I'm a great designer, I think I deserve that job.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the best. Now I'm a great photographer. So I think I deserve that gig.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really? You might be great, but is it the entitlement talking? Mm. Or is it your skills that you've attained over time? So, number one, I think I'll highlight gratitude. Gratitude is recognizing the resources, the opportunities that are around, and taking advantage of that. The other one I think I'll highlight is a growth mindset. A growth mindset is taking the time to learn, educate yourself on the things that you're doing, realizing that it's the work that you're putting in that will in turn pull out the results that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So the growth mindset is learning, putting in the right hours. They say, I think 10 hours, it takes 10 hours for you to learn.
A skill.
A skill, yes. The amount of hours you put in on trying to learn. So that's what the growth mindset is all about. In setting realistic goals, entitlement makes you say things that you think you require or you need or you're entitled to, but then it's the setting the realistic goals that help you celebrate each milestone in each success that you make.
Amen.
In your smaller steps, in your smaller journeys, every accomplishment you make, you celebrate that. So setting the realistic steps, that's the key. And lastly, I'll talk about practicing empathy and developing resilience in attitude. Recognizing that I may not be entitled to this, but I'm putting the work that is required of me to get this.
Amen.
So you know that you're not entitled to that, but you're willing to put in the effort it requires for you to get that. Not that you're entitled to that. So that.
That's deep. Entitlement is a disease, you know. And especially I feel our generation has been subdued to be in a place where they feel entitled for everything.
Right? Yes.
And yes. It's such a very sad.
It's a popcorn society. They want everything now.
Exactly.
Now.
So it's all about very fast gratification.
Yes.
You know, everything has to come in very quickly.
Yes.
You know, it don't want to take 10 years putting in the work. It want to take 3 months and become a sensation already, you know. You want to finish school and get the position of a manager, you know. And, I mean, I feel we parents, upcoming parents and parents now have a very big job to do because now we need to cultivate the generation that is coming before, I mean, after us.
Yes.
That entitlement and strip it off and replace it with gratification. Because if we allow entitlement to be in a to ruin the generations of tomorrow, then we'll have no generation because everybody wouldn't want to put in the long hours, just like you say, like putting in the long hours to work for something because my dad has this and that. Why should I put in the work, you know? I mean, it's okay to let kids be in a place where you pave a way for them.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of the day, they need to learn and say, that's dad's stuff. It's not mine, you know? Mm-hmm. I also need to work hard for certain things. As parents, our job is to just provide a platform for our kids. Platform we never had, you know, and let them sow from there. You know, for you, you had to work hard to create the platform.
Yes.
You know, but what you can do now is just create a platform for your kids and make them sow from there, making them understand the difference between having it easy, you know, and being in a place where you work hard for it so that by the end of the day, it doesn't feel like it's a handout, you know, because handouts, everybody wants handouts now. Everybody wants to be handed just something, you know, black tax. It's crazy, man. That's why I'm saying today's parents or upcoming parents have a bigger job to do because, my G, we need to cut out this black tax where you feel like your children are the ones who are going to retire. No, my brother. You need to work hard to be in a place where your kids, let them enjoy whatever stage that they're at, the money they're going to make. Let them make mistakes, invest in things, rather than being a place where you choke them.
Yes.
You know, so we need to do different than our forefathers, you know. So we need to be in a place where we are creating value and being in a place where we don't create handouts, right? So value creation mindset, being a place where you create value rather than you're creating an entitlement ground.
Yes.
All right. Understanding that you're in a place where you're creating value even makes you shift from you receiving handouts because you feel, you know, I got to work hard for this. You know, I have to put in my effort. I need to put in the long hours, you know. So making you understand that it's a process that's developing you to be in a place where you want to be. You know, because trust me, there's a certain position, let's say, in the game of music, right? There's a place where talent gets you.
Yes.
And there's a place where talent, hard work will get you, right? But I receive sometimes a lot of messages from upcoming artists. And, no, I need you to jump on this song. Brother, you just can't reach like that. Learn to say hi. Break it down. Let's have a conversation, right? Maybe it's not even a feature you need from me. Maybe I just need to pour in some, you know, one or two encouragement that I can tell you. You know, so you sort people, like, let me speak on artists. We feel having the bigger feature will get us to a place where we want. Nah, it won't. Matter of fact, if you're coming up, it's going to hurt your career, you know, because people only want to hear the bigger artists and not you.
Yes.
You know, so you need to be in a place where you work hard, you cultivate yourself, you're in a place where it doesn't feel like, even when the bigger artist is coming, brother, you got to give them competition, you know, where you're going toe-to-toe on a song. Makes even the place a healthy ground, you know, where you don't feel like that thing was handed over to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many artists have come who have featured a lot of bigger artists, and where are they now? It is what it is. So you
still
need to
go back to the same.
Exactly. So you need to be in a place where you're creating value for yourself.
Yes.
So have value to a point whereby when we say Director D, they know you already.
True.
You know? Don't need to start I'm a filmmaker, a content creator, I'm a shanshan. No. I'm Director D.
Yes.
Sorry, sir. Because you know why? You have created value and you're not in a place of entitlement. So the other part is problem solving. Shift from the mindset of being in a place where you're just receiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
But be in a place where you're a problem solver, okay? Don't complain. Be in a place where you're a problem solver. Workplaces, especially the corporate space,
yes.
They want a person who solves problems. Don't be there giving them more problems. Then you're gone faster than you came, you know? So be in a place where you're a problem solver. Solve problems. Trust me, you'll be the most valued if you're always solving problems. Because where there are problems, there's opportunity, you know? And I think that's one of the last points I need to point out is long-term thinking. Because once you prioritize long-term thinking, you are in a place where success over instant gratification is cut out because you're thinking 10 steps ahead.
Yes.
Just not thinking about now, right? Just like you mentioned, instant gratification is a killer of the value that you are supposed to create in a long period of time of, like, let's say 5-3 years, right? We want to be in a place where now we receive the money, right? People want to be rich at 22, 21 years. Like, it's. So I was laughing because there was a podcast I was watching. They're saying, now the bar is like 20 years. At 20 years, I need to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know? So these kids are giving them, they're giving themselves pressure,
sure.
You know, to live unrealistic. I feel like that's fantasy, you know? Certain things won't happen then. that people, by God's grace, have been given the grace to, yeah, by 20, whatever, they'll make it, you know. And the people, it takes time. And there's a reason why it takes time.
Yes.
You know, you have a track record to where you're going and you understand the journey and the process. There's a clip I came across, right? It said, a person who has done 10 years of the work and a person who has done a year of the work, if both of them lose, right, their success, who is more likely to build faster?
The one with the 10.
Because you know why? He has the experience. He has done this over and over again. The 1 year, he's just getting started. You know, you're still learning.
Yeah.
So don't look at other people's timelines. Focus on yours.
Yes.
And trust me, that's the only way you're going to beat the entitlement mentality. Focus on yours. Compete with yourself. That's it, folks. That's it, folks. So this has been a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think about this.
A great eye open, I think. If you go back, even watch the first part, you have a lot of dimes to pick from mental health.
Yes.
And how vital it is.
This thing.
To you becoming a success. So mental health is key to your success. So this was great.
Yeah, I also enjoyed it because these are things that we're all going through, you know, and we're all fighting. We're seeing a lot of suicides from our generation, and it's very, 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 very sad, you know. Young lives are being lost, you know. Our parents are burying us instead of us burying our parents.
True.
It's very sad, you know. So all I can say is that let's spread the word, you know. Somebody might want to hear this message. Please share this podcast. Tag us, cut it if you want, put it on TikTok, share it with your loved ones, your clique, your circle. And so thank you so much for joining. You know, I've been your host, your guy, Director D. Oh man, for Payne 37. I think Nalema. Nasila.
The tag man.
We're recording this. This is like 2
yeah.
in the morning, you know, and everybody's sleeping. So my mental health is drained right now. But all I can say is just thank you so much for your overwhelming support. Sure. Continue liking, sharing, and, you know, spread the word. Spread the word.
Sure.
So for me and the gang, and Director D, it's peace out.